All right, WCHL, time now for trivia. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Dun, 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 dun. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nothing to say. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. See, any little thing gets him started.
Every little kiss.
I can't help it.
Every little kiss. Bruce Hornsby.
That's not Bruce Hornsby we're talking about today, though, is
no,
it?
No, 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 no. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did Bowling for Soup yesterday. Yeah.
I was hoping every day could become Rock and Roll Tuesday, but apparently
we would like
not.
To allow some people to actually listen all week.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's a lot going on today. Davidson is at UNC tonight.
Okay.
Great school with great basketball lineage as well.
A tradition, yeah.
Yes. Women are hosting Marshall, the Thundering Herd, and it's Pearl Harbor Day. At some point during your day, just stop for a second and...
Very serious meaning.
My goodness, think of that incredibly tragic day that propelled this country into a world in flames of World War II.
Yeah. Well, what kind of question you got? Does it have to do with Pearl Harbor?
It's got to do with Davidson.
Oh, okay.
All right. Davidson. Back in March of 1969, this player hit a 20-foot jump shot at the top of the key with 3 seconds to play, and that bucket and victory over Davidson sent the Heels to their third consecutive Final Four. Name him.
1969.
March of 1969. 3 seconds left. He pulled up, knocked down a 20-foot jumper to give the Heels the Eastern Regional victory and sent Carolina to its third consecutive Final Four. Who knocked down that jumper with 3 seconds to go?
Uh-oh. I'm thinking. Think I got it.
I think you might.
Yeah.
He's been in the news recently a lot.
Yeah.
Give us a call if you think you've honed in.
I don't want to say any more because I might give it away.
919-929-WCHL.
Yeah.
And you're in the drawing for a $50 gas card, too.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you are good
to go like this guy
call
was and is.
Right now. Yeah, exactly.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
Well, Freddie, you want to know who hit that shot at the top of the key?
In 3 seconds.
1969.
March.
3 seconds left. Maybe I should call Art Chansky in here to talk more about...
I think you're on the right track.
Charlie Scott.
Charlie Scott.
And Art just wrote a book called Game Changers,
yep.
And it's about basketball and a whole lot more.
Yep.
It's a great book, great gift for the holidays.
No question.
To a basketball fan or
yep.
anybody who wants to know what it was like during the Civil Rights era
mm-hmm.
here in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Scott figures very prominently in that book.
The first scholarship player to who was African-American to the University of North Carolina in basketball.
Yep.
And, of course, this is the 50th anniversary of his signing with Carolina and coming to this school, which Coach Smith, it was important. It was important for Coach Smith to say, you know what? It's time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time.
And you know who the second scholarship player was for Carolina?
Go.
Bill Chamberlain.
Ah, good. Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and double check.
Yeah.
But I'm
pretty sure he was.
Yeah. Well, Charlie Scott in that game.
Mm-hmm.
He hit 10 of 14 field goals in the second half.
Wow.
Scored 32 for the game, and he almost single-handedly carried Carolina to the win over Davidson's Mike Malloy and Lefty Drizzell's Wildcats.
I remember them as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Davidson suffered two heartbreaking losses to the Heels, who blocked their way to the Final Four. And, of course, it was a long drought for Davidson to be back in the Final Four picture until Stephen Curry.
Yeah. Well, you know, our own D.G. Martin played basketball at Davidson under Lefty Drizzell.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome. That's a great question.
Talk
good.
To him about it sometime.
I will.
He's got some funny stories to tell you about that.
I bet he does.
One in particular that just cracks me up every time I hear it. I'll tell you that off the air.
Take
too long to
All right.
tell you now. Hey, listen, thanks.
My pleasure, and we'll see everybody mañana.
All right.